Hello, our wonderful patrons. Welcome to another episode of some patron exclusive content. Jordan,
yeah,
you ready to talk about some of the awesome art pieces we've had recently?
Sure, David. We got some pretty cool stuff.
Hell yeah. So in this art overview, we are going to be talking about Amalgam Distortion, Nanohazard, Stars, Fabricant 100, Rookie Police Woman, Kuriko, and Cyborg Grandpa G.
Well, David, I'm going to stop you there. I think it's pronounced Standers, actually. I'm looking at that. That's an ampersand.
We're going to be talking about the description and giving you some notes and ultimately picking what was our favorite piece of art of the batch. So to kick things off with Amalgam of Distortion, we asked Murr, the main character is doing a pose that Brooke is known for doing, leaning his head against the wall with a word bubble on the top left quadrant pointing to him saying, it is a bone joke. Can you make him rest against the scientific tube in one of the panels from the first chapter? And so Jordan, this was your idea. What made you think of this?
I mean, it's a bone manga. So it's a bone joke.
Is that all you want to say about that?
It's a bone manga, so it's a bone joke.
I love the little 45-degree thing on the bottom.
That's so good. That makes it, honestly.
Oh, God. Is there anything else you want to toss in for this one?
I think it's just executed pretty well. Yeah, I like it.
I can respect that. Next up, we have Nanohazard, Sumimura's head on Senator Armstrong's body from Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. Nanomachine Sun should be in some sort of blocky font. The title Nanohazard should go across the bottom of the image in a Metal Gear Rising font.
This worked better than we thought because it turns out they use the nano machines to get giant and weirdly muscly.
Yeah, so this actually, this may be set in the same universe. We did change it though, so it now says Nanohazard Sun instead of Nanomachine Sun because we realized just combine the two.
Well, yeah.
I think she did a really great job making the logo look like the Metal Gear Rising logo.
Oh, yeah. No, I think this is really good. I think she did a really good job here. The expression's great. The gross veins.
He just looks so great. Yeah, I think we had to have him be veinier as she revised the art. But overall, this was great. Yeah. And I love the school in the background, too.
Yeah, the school's great.
All right, shall we move on to the next one?
All right, Standers, or Stars, as I guess it's supposed to be called.
Oh, God. So we just felt like since there was three characters and a mentor, this is kind of a Naruto thing, which we actually hadn't parodied Naruto since, like, Samurai 8. And so, can you please redraw the cast of Stars as Team 7 from Naruto? Can you make the main character Naruto, the other male character is Sasuke, and the female character is Sakura, and the older woman as Kakashi? And so we actually had her do two versions, one where they were wearing Naruto's clothing, or the characters from Naruto's clothing, and one where they were wearing their actual outfits. So we ultimately decided, though, that it looked better with actual outfits. We chose some of the clothing they wore, which, of course, because the series was never adapted into anime, there is no color references for it, so we just kind of went with our heart. I remember the suit color on the right having a ton of issues, and she had to revise it like three times.
Yeah, it's funny because one of the similarities between Stars and Naruto is that the female character wound up being completely fucking useless.
Whoa, hot take.
Boom! Hot take.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not.
Useless.
It's absolutely
not. Ice cold, frigid take.
Yeah, I don't even know. And then they forgave Sasuke despite being a war criminal or something.
Yeah, and then they changed. Like, she was so useless in Stars that they swapped her with a different female character.
Oh, yeah, they did. She was, like, absolutely, completely pointless to this series.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, next up, we have Fabricant 100. This is a special one because we knew our very own Maxi B was a huge fan of Fabricant, so I actually asked them to come up with the idea. So they said, can you draw? So essentially, it's a reference to a Lady D meme where she is, like, being, like, a YouTuber, I guess, or a streamer.
Oh, that's what it is.
He asked Murr to just draw the main character, or I guess 100, looking like the Lady D image.
This is the second time that we've had a piece of art referencing Lady Demetrescu.
You had to do it, right?
I was not familiar with this meme, so I have been very confused until this moment.
Listen, Maxi B does good work.
I thought it was like 100. Is it like a radio station?
No,
now that I get it, I get it. But yeah.
If it helps, I was also not familiar with this meme until...
Okay, well, if somebody is familiar with the meme and they see it, I'm glad. You know, they'll get it.
Hopefully put a smile in someone's pocket.
Yes. We have to protect that smile, David.
Exactly. All right, next up, we have Rookie Police Woman Kuriko. Ah, this was a fucking great one. Can you draw the main characters of Rookie Police Woman Kuriko and Hardboiled Cop and Dolphin arresting the main protagonist of School Judgment? And then we just sent them like a reference picture. And then originally they didn't look that upset. And I think he didn't say manga police, so I updated it to sell it more. Yeah, so for reference, for those who aren't aware, there's a lot of sexualized underaged children in School Judgment.
It's about hot 12-year-olds, basically. Yes. That's what School Judgment's about. Don't read School Judgment. You don't need to. No one has to read School Judgment.
Yeah, you really don't need to.
I mean, we had to read contractually.
We didn't even finish it.
I feel like we had to for like some other podcast we were guesting on.
We did. It was a month later we had to finish it.
Yeah.
So this one was a great one. Oh, she also originally didn't draw Kuroko in her outfit appropriately. I think the colors were wrong and she wasn't wearing stockings and didn't have her sword, so we also had to have that revised.
I do think that Manga Police sells it.
Yeah, that's, I love the Manga Police part.
Yeah. We're the Manga Police, David.
We are. And then finally, we have Cyborg Grandpa G. Can you parody the Mega Man 1 Western box art and then make the following changes? Instead of Mega Man, can you have the main character for the background? Can you have it be a radish field? The castle should be some generic skyscraper. From the Tokyo skyline. And instead, of course, of Mega Man, it should say Cyborg Grandpa G. This was one of those ones where she really had to revise it because I think she just wasn't familiar with the box art. And it's like, you really have to have it really very, like, you can't be subtle or people aren't going to get it.
You can't have the anatomy good.
Yeah. I was like, you have to make this shittier.
Like, I love that box art so much. For those who don't know, the Mega Man box art in the US, nobody knows who drew it.
Really?
Like, to this day, nobody knows the actual person who drew the art. Apparently, they just, the company just walked in and were like, we need an art piece by the end of the day. So somebody there was just like, fuck it, I'll do it. And then this is what happened.
I love it. Now it would have been AI generated if the story had happened today.
Oh, God.
And it would have probably looked even worse.
Or it was like he took it to his artist friend. The point is, it's like it was done in a day and nobody knows the artist.
I love it. And then I remember she had to add the gun hand and add more details to the parts. But overall, I think this turned out great.
This is probably my favorite one.
Well, then there you go. I think I'm trying to think out of the two. I honestly think it's very close between Cyborg Grandpa G and Rookie Policewoman. Not to say they aren't all bad. Nanohazard is also up there.
I feel like you have to know too many things to understand Rookie Policewoman Kiriko. Like, not only do you have to understand Rookie Policewoman Kiriko, you also have to understand that that's the hard-boiled cop and dolphin guy, and then you have to get that that's the School Judgment guy.
That's fair. I'm just really thinking, I think out of these three, I kind of think Nanohazard, I think it just really actually aligns really well with the series.
Nanohazard is very good.
And how it says Nanohazard, son, I think that is actually my favorite.
I think it is between Nanohazard and Cyborg Grandpa G for me.
I will say that Nanohazard, Rookie Policewoman, and Cyborg Grandpa G were all on my like short list of like top 10 best art of this year, and it was the flop. It was hard this year to pick a best cover art, even though we already know what the winner of that is going to be.
What? Which one?
I'll edit it up short. There's. Can you imagine anything beating?
Right. I forgot that was this year. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just that. There's no discussion. That's gonna win. I already know that's the winner for this year.
Okay, yeah. But anyway, now, you know what? Yeah, Nanohazard. I'm going to give it to Nanohazard.
There you go. Nanohazard takes the W. Will he take the W at the floppies? No, because we already said a different series is going to win, and Jordan agreed.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, Jordan, thank you so much for all your hard work on the show. And patrons, thank you so much for everything you do. And Merlisle, thank you for all of the amazing art you make for the show.
Yes, thank you so much, Merlisle. Thank you so much, listeners. You're all so great. I love you all. You're powerful. I hope that you achieve your dreams.
All right, well, that's all I've got to say.
Bye.
Bye.